Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters tonight, whether you're in Waiava, Halava, OCCC, WCCC, FDC, Saguaro, or just sitting at the kitchen table in Waimanalo or Hawaiʻikaʻi. Mahalo for tuning in tonight. And to that auntie that called me from Waimanalo, mahalo for your prayers, mahalo for your kind words, but we come to the prisons because the Lord has called us to. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. That is in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Red Hill, has a passion for the Lord, with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to the incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility on Oahu. We also minister to our brothers over in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there quite shortly. Mahalo to all of those who have joined us this evening. Let us be thankful for all of our blessings we have. You know, our anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." And tonight I wanted to talk to someone who is a very, very special guest of ours. We are so honored and so privileged to have in the studio tonight, Sister Bernie. Now, Bernie serves with us at our First Assembly of God Wahiwa Church, the Free Inside Church at 300 Willakina Drive, with Pastor Scott Sonoda as our senior pastor there. We have services there at 8 and 10:15 on Sundays. Drop by at the Free Inside Church up in Waiʻau. But tonight we're going to be talking to a woman whose faith actually amazes me. I am humbled by Sister Bernie's faith because we all have challenges. We all have setbacks. We all have situations that we work through. And she has had so many challenges. But every time something happens, two words come out of her mouth. And she shared it the other weekend at church. And those two words are, "But Jesus." No matter what has happened in her life, she always comes back with, "But Jesus." At this time, I'd like to welcome our sister, Sister Bernie from Wahiwa. Bernie, why don't you say hello to all the people that are listening this evening?
Hello, all to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Aloha.
Wonderful. Now, Bernie, you know, with your testimony that you shared with church, I was just amazed at the perseverance, at how you've just been able to work things, and it hasn't come easy, but you've had breakthroughs after breakthroughs, but it took a lot of prayer, and it took a committed heart, a heart of a mother that will do everything for her children, but it hasn't been easy. Bernie, can you tell our listening audience, Bernie, at what point in your life did you kind of think that something might be a little wrong, or it wasn't really the way that you thought it should be? Can you start with that, and then we're gonna work through this tonight?
Okay. Well, Brother Bulla, first of all, you know, for me, I reminded as a little girl, I was 4 years old, and I can remember this very well, and at four, the memory that really sticks is I was hanging in my parents' clothes closet. And I had my little, my brothers and sisters below me. And looking down at them, I was devastated by the things that was being said to me, as well as, you know, them hitting on me, because I was abused from a very young girl. I can remember this four-year-old.
So even today, you still have memories of that abuse. Now, it was not only physical, but it was probably mental abuse, emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse, yes.
And things that happened to you. So you go through a troubled childhood, and then you get into probably your teenage years.
Yes.
Now, did things get better at that time, or were we still in the same place?
No, I'm still in the same place. In fact, it got a little worse. Because by 17, I had my first, I got pregnant. I gave birth when I just turned 18 years old.
So at 18, you're starting a family. You have a family. Yes. You're going to give birth to your firstborn.
Yes.
And so at that point, you've now transitioned. You've now moved out of just being a teenager. Now you are a young mother.
Yes.
So with the background, with the history that you've had, I mean, what changed in your heart that you knew you had to take care of this child now? Because you being a victim of abuse, you probably didn't want to see that happen to your child.
That's right.
What did you do at that point? Now, you know you have to provide for this child. So take us up to that point now.
Okay. When I had him, one of the things was I was just looking at him. And trying to, really realization came to me. I said, this baby came out from me. And he, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm looking at him and I said, I'm going to take care of you. Amen. I was not married.
Babies are so cute.
Yes, they are.
They're such a gift from God to have children, and it's just... They're his children, but we're just stewards of them while they're here. And it's our responsibility to provide for them the best way that we can. And the Lord wants us to do everything that we can do, and he'll do the rest.
Yes.
So now, that wasn't your only child. You had a few children after that?
Yes, I have. Actually, after him was a girl and another boy and another boy. And I had three babies in 2 years.
Wow, I think you should be nominated for being a saint at this point. So now you had to provide for them. You had to go out and get employment. You had to try and provide for them. How did you do that?
Well, actually, I was working already.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, we owned a roofing company.
Oh.
So I already was roofing.
Mm-hmm.
I already was working for my dad. It got to a point because of, being pregnant again and again. It would take like 2 weeks after I give birth. I'm right back on the roof again.
So and you were actually nailing shingles on the roof?
Yes, packing, whatever my dad said to do.
Well, talk about a family business.
Yes.
Well, that at least that kept you on top of things because you're on top of the roof.
Right.
Now, for those of you that don't know... roofing is a very, very demanding occupation. I mean, you've got to go up and down that ladder. You're bending over. You're carrying heavy bundles of shingles.
Yes.
And you have different types of roofing. And you're in the sun. You can't actually do roof work at night when it's cool.
That's right.
And a lot of times it's in the middle of the day in the heat of the sun. So while you were doing this and taking care of your children, I mean, how did you get any rest at all, Bernie?
Well, one of the things was I used to make like 75 baby bottles.
Wow.
And this is the old school way, sterilizing them. I made 4 ounces, 8 ounces, because having three children at close in age like that, they were still, young to be fed. So I made bottles. I paid, whether a family member, a sister that helped me, paid her. Bought food, still went out, went to work, came back in time to take care of my babies, do the laundry, do what I needed to do, and back to work again.
I think nowadays they call that super mom and doing all of that. Now, at that time, Bernie, where was your walk with God when all this was going on?
I did not know the Lord at that time.
So you're a young mother. Mm-hmm. You're not married. You have three children. You're trying to provide the best way that you can, working in the family business, making 75 bottles, plus taking care of all the laundry and all the groceries and paying for all the help to watch it. Now, that is a lot to bear, Bernie. At When can you remember that you said at some point, Lord, I can't do this. I need you. I need some help.
That's right. Well, at that time, I was raised Jehovah's Witness.
Uh-huh.
And from what I've learned, you know, I tried to just be good, and I had to do what I had to do. So I didn't know anything about you can actually call on God, depend on Jesus, knowing about the grace of God or anything.
But you know that now.
I know that today.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. So when I had my third child,
mm-hmm.
I found out I was pregnant again, accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, there were a lot of things that, you know, had happened to me. The father of my children,
mm-hmm.
today, actually, he serves in prison 70 years.
Wow.
Still there.
Still incarcerated.
Arizona. And when I had my third son, I found out I was pregnant. I was going through such a time in my life that I just had it. I just was sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, at this time, you were living, you mentioned something about a house with so many people uh-huh. living in it.
Well, this was after that. I'm going to touch on something.
Okay.
This, after my third son, I found out I was pregnant again.
Uh-huh.
And the relationship I had, you know, he was out just fooling around and just doing things. Now, I grew up in a my father, it was very different. So those kind of things was like foreign to me.
Uh-huh.
Now, I had an abortion.
Hmm.
And that was very hard for me to go through. But I needed to, because the pregnancies that I had prior to that,
yes.
every time I was in there, we have a history of asthma. I could not breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
I really went through a lot just to give birth to the first child. Three. So that, when I found myself at that point of having an abortion, I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew that this relationship had to end. It's something you know, I believe this, that there, at that time I said this, I know there's a God. I know that you know what is going on. I need help. Today, when I look back on my life, I can say, you know, I used to say this and didn't understand why I said it, but it came out of my mouth. I never forgot this. When someone would ask me, Bernie, how is it that you as a single mom now, raising six children, how are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do it? I said, only by the grace of God.
Grace of God. Now, did you have someone at that time who was walking you to get closer to the Lord, or did they introduce you to the Lord, or how did that all come about?
Okay. No, there was no one. My father, my dad had always shared about the Lord. Now, he also was a Jehovah Witness, but there was something about him when he shared. He said, Bernie, God is real. So, you know, for me, what my father said, I believed.
Mm-hmm.
And those words really stuck out. Now, I'm going to kind of go a little further. I end up with six children. And
so now there was something that happened that was a big setback for you. I think that was with one of your older children.
Yes.
And because that, to me, that was a tremendous hurdle. That was a tremendous breakthrough. But,
yes.
you know, when you're in the middle of the storm, you just don't know what's going on.
Yes.
But share with us, if you could, that challenge that you had, but how you held on to your faith.
Okay. Well, Brother Bula, You know, when it comes to challenges, I don't remember ever getting out of a storm. It seemed like I'm always in a storm. Well, no exaggeration. I am serious.
But you're sitting here beautiful as ever, a wonderful daughter of the King of Kings.
Yes.
And, you know, it's the beauty, Bernie, from the inside that radiates you. You have the glow of the love of the Lord in your life. And, you know, just because we know our Lord and Savior doesn't mean that we have all the answers, doesn't mean that there's not going to be any storm, but we are going to survive the storm. We have that as our keepsake in our heart. So yes. If you can just briefly tell us about that storm, and that's going to bring people up to speed.
All right. Anyway, it's almost 4 years ago. My oldest son.
Your firstborn.
My firstborn. My blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
The blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I remember I had a conversation one evening with my son. He had called me. And the first words that came out, he said, "Mom, I love you." He said, "And I miss you." Now, my son lived in Louisiana for about 17 years.
Wow.
And I took him to the mainland when he was 18. And this one evening, we were talking. And he shared, I heard my son that I've never heard him speak that way. And he was at a point in his life where he really wanted to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Mom," he said, "I love my wife. I love my children." He said, "But I can't do it." So I asked him, what can't you do? He said, "I can't go on." So I told him, I said, "Bobby, Jesus, he loves you." And I knew that this time around, he was listening. And I said, "Take what is going on the inside of you,"
mm-hmm,
"and just cry out." And I was on the phone with him, and I heard him. I heard him,
mm-hmm,
crying out to God. And I couldn't really make out all the words, but I knew he was broken. I mm-hmm knew he was at the end of himself. He was in desperation. He needed something, and he didn't know what it was. But he knew that he was at the end. And he did not care if I was there hearing him. But that cry, I'll never forget it. I knew. That desperate cry was answered. He was saved that evening.
Amen.
He Amen. Received the Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. 2 weeks later, he got on the plane and he came home. Now, my son, my oldest one, I had plans for him. You know, from when he was young.
Mm-hmm. So he came back home.
He came back home. I got to spend 3.5 months with him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And in that time, my son was a artist. And all the years I wanted him to pick up and draw,
mm-hmm,
he wouldn't. He drew cartoons, other things, but
yeah,
you know. But when we brought him back here to Hawaii,
yes,
my son drew. I witnessed him one evening outside of our house under a tent, and he was drawing. He said, and his drawing had, "I will draw for the Lord."
Amen.
And he started to draw. He had spent time with him, mm-hmm. with the Lord outside. And when I saw the T-shirts, it was scriptures, there were drawings. And one of them had, and this one stuck out, it had, Jesus is at the door of your heart knocking.
Amen.
And he wants everyone, anyone who hears him, open up his heart, open up that door, and he will come in and sup with you. And that was a blessing to me. He left that behind. And another T-shirt he had was he was on his knees with his hands high and lifted up to the Lord.
Oh, amen.
In church. That was the two that was left behind. But you know, I know today where he is.
Amen.
The Lord allowed me that little time to have with him. And he left behind. He also, you know, he felt that he was a failure. And he said, Mom, there's nothing I can really offer the children. I said, go get your high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He Wonderful. Actually rated the highest in one of the highest scores in the adult.
The GED program.
Yes,
yeah.
He did. And the principal was really blessed to have him. So that's what he left behind. And I get to share this with my grandchildren, his sons, his nieces and nephews, his sisters and brothers. These very things that, you know what? He's not a failure. He's not.
I think that's the biggest tool of the enemy is discouragement.
That's right.
The enemy wants anybody. Now, for those of you tuning in, thank you once again. This is Free Inside Ministry. And I'm just want to reach out to those that are sitting behind those four walls, be it at any of our facilities, Halava, Waiava, Waiava, Old Triple C, FDC, or the Windward Triple C. You know, the enemy wants you to be depressed. He wants you to think that you have no worth, that you have no value. And that's just the lies of the enemy. Because the Lord, he has plans for you. He has a future for you. He has hope for you. Not to harm you, but to prosper you. You know, many times we go through life where we lose our focus. But you see, it's we need to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is so temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Bernie, so we fast forward now. You've had some other challenges with the other children, but through all of these setbacks, what is the one thing that you've been able to hold on to, Bernie?
First of all, for me, you know, with all that I've gone through, it's Jesus. It's but Jesus.
But Jesus,
but
amen.
But Jesus. He's faithful. He has come in. I mean, I've had peace right in the midst of the storm. I've had, Brother Bula, you know, just in the last 4 years, I've had hell come at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've had my lung collapsed on me 3 times.
Oh, my.
I've had my daughter who was hit by a drunk driver today. She is mentally ill, but God has saved her, and he's still healing her.
Amen.
You know, I have my other daughter. Praise God. You know, she has come back.
Amen.
Serving the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and her children and the husband.
You know, I think God can take any situation. God is still sovereign. God is still in control. And a lot of times we want it to happen our way. We want it to go by what we think is right. But God's still in control the last time I checked. Because what happens is the paths he takes us down, it would glorify even him even more. When people would say, but Jesus, and you go, exactly, but Jesus.
That's right.
Because when things don't make sense, the Lord will make sense out of that. The Lord will pick you up from wherever you're at. To all of our brothers and sisters out there, don't look at what is behind you. Look at what is ahead of you. It is your future. It is your faith that is your footsteps to freedom. You need to step out of the safe zone and into the faith zone. You need to step out of your boat and walk on water with Jesus. Because if the Lord calls you to do something impossible, it becomes possible. It's when we try to do things that are impossible on our own strength that it never happens. But if the Lord calls you to do the impossible, the same way he called Peter to come out of the boat, Peter walked on water because the Lord called him to do so. So Peter went from impossible to I'm possible. And we want all of you, whether you're inside or outside, if you have that feeling of discouragement, just know, give it, let go, and let God. Give it to God. Do all you can do, and the Lord will do the rest. Bernie, I'm going to close us in prayer right now, if we could. Okay. And I just want to encourage everyone out there, stay tuned to Free Inside Ministry, where we bring the word of the Lord and an encouraging word. But just to let you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for all that have tuned in this evening. We thank you for all of the hearts that are out there. Lord, we ask you for restoration to families, to loved ones, Father God. We ask for a healing touch over everyone, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father God, we ask you that you reign supreme in all of our lives and that we allow you to break us, because it is through our brokenness that we can glorify you, Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord, I just want you to show everyone of who you are through all of us. Let your light shine so brightly through us so that the darkness has to flee. And as we say the name of Jesus, the demons shall run. Father God, we thank you for this time tonight. We thank you for our sister Bernie. And Lord, till our next appointed time, be with us, sup with us, and Lord, let your light shine so brightly through us. Thank you once again to tuning in to Free Inside Ministry this evening. Ahui ho, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.